Welcome to Conrad's Corner, where you hear poets and poetry. Tomorrow is Father's Day. A number of local poets have written poems about their fathers. I'll read two, one by Rita Coleman, one by David Garrison. Then we'll hear Judy Johnson read one of her own, and finally, Janelle reading a poem by Barb Astor. Here's Rita Coleman's father and daughter. Spring leaves like asterisks on the pawpaw tree, life cycle and grammar beside the grave marker bearing your name. Knotted clouds whisked along by new winds, and April sky fresh in the graveyard where you whisper to me of delight, not regret, of reunion and light, of the blink that is life, reminding me of the kindness that I am, urging me to remember that I am timeless and powerful, made of the same stardust that you are, reminding me that I have legs to dance before the sun and a voice to sing songs of rain, assuring me that I have strength now to leave behind the winter of tears for someone else who needs it. And here is David Lee Garrison's Echoes. I hear a baseball slapping the catcher's mitt my father bought when I declared myself a pitcher, hear him crowing, "Strike!" The arrow of my voice bears his accents and echoes like the twangs of a bowstring. I hear the man who died 20 years ago, see him behind me in the mirror when I shave. There he is.
I'm Judy Johnson, a local poet from Yellow Springs. I'd like to read a poem for you, mine, Dietz's Landing. Fishing was my father's way of dealing with the world. Cornmeal bait balls in the fridge, worms from the front yard, Coleman lantern, wooden camp stool that brought him down to my level, green Evinrude motor for a boat we didn't own. We spent nights at the lake, no sound but wave lap, no sight but the tip of his cigarette, the smell of dead fish washed up on the beach. I check online. They've remodeled the restaurant, rebuilt the deck stretching out on Portage Lake like an arm beckoning. We must have eaten there, put quarters in the jukebox, watched the Clydesdales prancing on the Budweiser sign, our fingers greasy with fried perch or chicken. All I have left now is the name and the memory of sunset on the water.
My name is Janelle Ravendahl. Here is a poem by Barbara Astor of Bellbrook. It's called My Father's Handkerchiefs. Head bent to the task, my face glowed from the heat as I reached for each hanky from the basket sitting by my feet on the kitchen floor. My hand guided the iron back and forth over the smooth padded surface, erasing the sprinkles. A silver nose pushed itself into corners, traversing the white landscape while I pressed one cotton square after another in rhythmic motion, folding each cloth to pocket size with one last stamp and starting over. What was to stop me from thinking of other things? The repetition so soothing that I dismissed the drudgery, so lost in the added warmth on a winter's day I hadn't noticed the snow falling. That was My Father's Handkerchiefs by Barbara Astor.
You have heard four poems by four different poets in celebration of Father's Day tomorrow. I hope you'll have a happy one, and thanks for listening.